VentureCast.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One of the interesting questions we got, this was a good one, actually. I thought this was probably Todd, the top notch. Are you ticklish, and do you have any videos with tickling?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I don't have any videos with tickling, but I am so ticklish.
Okay, because like, I know that is some people's thing.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't had anybody request that, but I am so ticklish everywhere. And it's like, it's a funny, like I'm laughing, but I will stab you if there's something close by to grab.
Different kind of video.
Yes.
Two birds with one stone. You can, you know, two fetishes right. with one.
Right. Murder.
Right.
Tickling and stabbing.
Yeah, I am very ticklish. I'm not a fan, but I am ticklish.
Welcome, fellow lushes. Come on in, pull up a bar stool, and enjoy some cocktails with Dimples and the Beard.
This is gonna be really hard. Who is
just stay away from.
Are you gonna let that grow to Tom Selleck length?
That'd be awesome.
I hope you let that grow to Tom Selleck length.
I'm gonna have to buy myself a little comb.
I'll get you a comb. I will get you a comb if you promise to comb it right here.
A comment before every show.
No, during every show.
Well, yeah, right before. Well,
yeah.
Absolutely.
While we're introducing a guest. Oh, by the way, welcome back, fellow lushes. We're back with another episode. And you know what that means. Porn star Stash
is in the house.
We got a hot one tonight.
Me.
Mrs. Andy.
Well, they're talking about me and my...
My retro look.
Self-described. I'm not talking about your fucking mustache.
Can we just talk about my stash for an hour?
I'm not talking about your mustache. I can't wait to watch her just fumble around that thing because she has no idea that
it's coming at her.
That it's coming at her, and that she's going to think you like this is a very serious look for you. She's not going to want to make fun of it. And she, you know, like every time she looks at you, she's going to want to giggle. So,
oh, wait a minute.
I'm excited.
There are people that think this is a sexy look.
Yeah, in the 1980s. When was the mustache very popular? The 80s?
70s.
70s, 80s?
80s were...
I mean, Tom Selleck still pulls it off.
I was in the 80s and I was doing it just because I wanted to grow something.
Yeah.
Tried to grow something.
Your dick was so small you needed a mustache.
I needed something. Something to bring the ladies in.
Just look at my stash.
That is a nice stash.
You can grow a stash, you can
eat some ass.
And then they're like, oh, no, that wasn't a thing in the 80s.
No, that's, I know. Why not? Is the new generation so disgusting? I love it. I love it. The new generation is.
The new generation is. You want to go on a first date? Only if you eat my ass.
They're freakadeeks, okay. Man. They're freakadeeks, and they've allowed us old folk to admit that we've always been freakadeeks. These young kids think they're the first freakadeeks. I've been eating ass since 1974. Wait, I was only a year old. Since 1994. These kids weren't even fucking born when I started.
That's not true.
Just started recently.
I was going to say, I got nothing right now.
Wow, I love it when you're flustered. Did you do this?
Just trying to think.
Did you do this?
No, I'm just trying to think.
The only time I ever see you speechless.
If you would have offered that back in the day, I don't know.
94?
Yeah, I don't think it was back then.
You obviously weren't with the same ladies I was.
No, probably not.
Nope.
Thank God.
Yep. I mean, by 94, oh, I was slaying. I was putting it down for the father of rap. Oh, yeah. Just killing.
You think
the
that's
game.
When it came in?
I started it.
Well, obviously.
OG.
But where do you think it came from?
If my rap name, if I was a rapper, my name would be OJ Ass Eater.
OJ? OJ. Slaying? Slicing?
OG.
Slicing that ass?
OG Ass, OG Ass Eater.
That'd be OG. Nice.
OG.
Not OJ, like slashing. I drinking, thought you meant like slashing.
We're drinking OJ. That's where I got that. I was not thinking about OJ Simpson at the time. Where were we?
Come on and plead your innocence.
Wow.
OJ.
This thing, yeah.
Come on in. Let's talk. Let's talk about that night you're so wrongly accused. And then we should join together our forces to find the real killers.
The greatest car chase in history. I mean, some people would say it's in a Steve McQueen movie. I don't know which one. Bullet.
Damn.
I had that lined up. I've been ready for this all day. I was going to make an OJ joke.
Yeah?
No. best car chase
either way,
of all time.
Impressed. Yeah.
Maybe the one in Grindhouse. Maybe Death Proof is better. Definitely better than the one in Bullet.
But not as great as the White Bronco.
Not as great as the White Bronco. No. Where were you when the verdict was read?
I don't remember. I was driving to Milwaukee when the OJ chase was going on, though. I listened to it on the radio the whole way down. The verdict? I don't remember.
Something.
I was in the...
When I ask a question that you don't know the answer to.
I was so excited to talk about the chase.
I'm looking for a story.
We were just talking chase.
Make something up. Say, I was at a strip joint. And then I could be like.
That's what I was just going to say. And then we were all sitting around.
And then I could be like at 11:30 in the morning. Because yes. That's when the verdict was read. And I know because I was on a golf course and I was in the clubhouse between nines and when they read the verdict.
Nice.
And let me tell you, those rich white folk were mad. They were.
Yeah.
There was a lot of mad white people. So
I think nobody gave a shit.
I cared.
Okay.
I cared. All right.
I was
it doesn't
not playing golf.
Yeah, no, we are. Yeah.
Yeah. I was.
Well, it was like, ooh. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, we're going to move on.
Daddy pour stiff.
All right. Well, that's what I was waiting to get out.
So, anyway, our guest tonight is Mrs. Andy.
Before we get into it too much and she joins us, please go give a subscribe on YouTube. We'd appreciate it. Give it a like.
We're making money now. We ballers.
We're OJ moneymakers. We're slashing.
OJ ass eaters and OJ moneymakers.
Now that would be like if we were giving a sale, we're slashing prices.
Slashing
like OJ.
Prices.
When we bring our merch to the store, our first sale will be the OJ sale.
Okay. All right. Everything's half off?
Because we're slashing. No, just quarter.
Oh, Wait, I haven't used this in a while.
Oh, that's wrong one.
Refill time. Call back. Oh, I pulled my headphones.
It's going to be great.
This thing is off the rails already.
This is going to be a great episode.
I know.
I think a little vodka.
Ooh.
Straight little, up on the rocks.
A little edible.
We're sophisticated here. Why? No more cocktails. We're just doing straight up vodka on the rocks.
And why are we drinking straight vodka on the rocks?
We are taste testing a potential sponsor.
Big player in the vodka world.
So we are we're testing it to see if we want them to be our sponsor. It's pretty damn good.
Smooth.
Might be the best vodka out there. And they're looking at us. I don't want to jump the gun. We may have an official vodka sponsor.
I didn't want to say this to you in front of everybody, but we actually signed a $7 million deal today. So we are now the proud sponsors. I can't announce it yet. We're still NDA. Yep, still an NDA to this, but we did sign. I probably shouldn't have said 7 million. I think I might have just breached the contract, but that's okay. That's okay. $7 million deal with the best vodka in the world.
The greatest vodka.
The best vodka in the 50 states of America, if I may say so. The great 50 Bring states of America.
Find a better one that wants to sponsor us.
There isn't a better one, so it couldn't happen. And no, we didn't waste our sponsor. We didn't waste our sponsor vodka.
No, no.
In a fucking mixed drink.
Fuck, no.
This. Mm-mm. I mean, you can if you want. I'm not.
You can. It's a great mixing vodka. It's a great sipping vodka. And eventually we will use it for some mixers.
I'm sure we will.
So much of it.
Right.
Being delivered to our door. Part of the deal. That might be part of the deal.
$7 million plus a lifetime supply. Anytime we need vodka, boom.
We ain't paying for that no more.
Boom. Vodka. Boom. Vodka.
And then it shows up. We'll freaking line this whole back thing with those bottles of vodka. The whole table.
Yeah, believe me.
We'll put them right here.
Believe me. From here on out, if you ain't willing to pay us, you ain't on the table. We going big time.
We are all nothing.
No, but really, we're taste testing a vodka. Possibly they might work together. So that's where we're at. So what do we say here?
Leave a pretty lady waiting.
Without further ado, Mrs. Andy.
Miss Andy.
Wow, that was really unprofessional. Try that again.
There she is. Never leave a...
Without further ado, Mrs. Andy.
Never leave a pretty lady waiting.
Just drink a vodka straight and...
That's where it's going.
Hello.
Ooh, hi.
How are you?
Hello.
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Sorry about that. I think we rescheduled. And I don't know if I ever sent you the new link.
Oh, it's fine. So. I was just waiting on the other one. Just kidding.
That's what, I know. See, I'm on. I'm like, wait a minute.
You're like, wait a minute.
Don't leave us. Don't leave us.
That's for sure. Well, thank you for...
I'm almost always knocking stuff over. Don't mind me.
Oh, me too. I will probably... Something will fall before this is over.
That's good. Then I won't feel bad when I spill.
That's all right.
So well, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
We're cheers to you.
Drinking a little vodka
you too.
Orange juice. So.
Yes. Yum. Perfect.
And so what are you drinking?
This is blueberry. It's Pickers vodka. It's okay. Blueberry with some soda, club soda, and lime juice.
Oh, that sounds delicious too. I'm really into that. Mm-hmm. I've been drinking a lot of tequila and soda with a little lime, and I'm really digging it. I've never really been a tequila guy, but all of a sudden... And really kind of through the podcast, because we get a bunch of people who that's kind of what they drink.
Like
so it's like, all right, now we get to try it. And
Yeah.
That's the beauty of this, trying different things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Meet different people.
Right. Yeah.
So how do we, we're joined by Mrs. Andy. How do we, your ASMR, you do ASMR, you do OnlyFans. So some modeling there. What else you got going on other than that? Or, I mean, is that where we're at?
Yeah. I just started the ASMR, to be fair. So
I was going to say, it kind of looks like you're in an ASMR studio.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it kind of. It's very new to me. So I'm just kind of dabbling with it.
Okay.
Of course, watching ASMR Maddie is like my, the legend. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of learning from her. So, yeah.
Got the best teacher right there.
Yeah.
I know. She's, hard act to follow.
Yeah, she's the best. She's a sweetheart. Got lucky having her on, and then we were in Nashville back in October
or something.
Happened to just run into her at the comedy club. So,
oh wow, that's awesome.
Pretty cool.
She's a good friend of mine. She's beautiful inside and out. She really is.
Oh yeah, we'll definitely get into that. You have some beautiful friends who you like to shoot content with. So
I do. I'm a lucky girl.
Yes. I think everybody's lucky. Win-win.
Well, anybody watching's lucky.
Yeah, the classic win-win.
Right.
That's for sure. So I see it. OnlyFans started about 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that when you started everything, or were you involved in any sort of what do I call it?
Sex work? Spit
sex
it out.
Sex work. Prior to that, I was trying to see risque contents before that.
Yeah.
Not at all, actually. No. I actually worked in the medical field, in corporate medical field for a long time. I know. Big shift there. But probably around 21, actually, it was Maddie who I had dinner with, and she's like, hey, I'm doing this sexy stuff. I'm like, well, hey, maybe I will too.
Yeah. So
here we are.
So, yeah, I was wondering that. I said to him before we started, I was, you know, kind of, did you just get sick of, you know, working for the man one day and decide you were going to cash your own checks? And
Well, kind of, yeah. I didn't have an OnlyFans for about 9 months after. So that wasn't why I quit. I actually didn't really know what it was before that. So I was like, oh, well, this sounds fun. I mean, why not? And I just kind of threw it out there, and then the rest is history. So.
Yeah, you've obviously had a good response. Grown, yeah. Your Instagram numbers and everything are huge. So
how do you keep up? You've got a little of something. You got everything. You've got TikTok and Twitter and OnlyFans, Fansly.
Man, it's tough. It is 24/7. Like right. The minute you wake up, it is. Of course, the nice thing with fan pages is, you know, you can be as much involved or not as you want. So, but I have the flexibility where I can do it all the time, and I'm kind of a workaholic anyway, so it works out. But then, you know, that's a lot of skin. So it's like you have to know when to take a break.
Yeah. And how do you judge that? I mean, are you creating content every day, or do you kind of like spend some time creating and then kind of roll that out slowly?
I do. So it's kind of in waves. So like I'll run an Airbnb and do a lot of like sassy, spicy content. And then the rest of it's like social media stuff. So it's just a toss up, but it's always something. It never ends. So.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah. Cause you've got, it's like four or five different Instagram accounts.
I do. Yeah. Yeah. Four Instagrams, two Twitters, two TikToks, a YouTube channel. Yeah. I go big. Like, let's just do all the things.
Wow. Do you have a set schedule that Mondays are for TikTok and Tuesdays are for something?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, I hate schedules. Like, that's the worst thing. I think it's because I lived by such a rigorous schedule.
I bet.
When I was working for, like you said, the big man, you know, like every 15 minutes, literally, different meetings and whatnot. And fuck it. No. No.
I love it.
I do what I want.
And that's what I mean, that's why you want to do it, right? Like
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why I would love for this thing to get big and we could quit our job so that I could, I mean, because this it you can kind of choose what you're going to do every day and how you're going to do it, so right. It's nice to be a content creator and have that big a following.
It took some time to get there. Like, it wasn't an overnight thing, but
right,
you know. So what was first out of all of them, and then how do you go to four Instagram pages? Wow.
So, you know, you always want a backup. And any content creator will tell you, you can get smacked down for the simplest things. I try to keep it pretty PG, maybe PG-13 for the most part.
Yeah.
On social, but even then you'll get shadow banned, even though that they say that's not a thing. And
it's a thing.
It's such an ebb and flow. You don't know what's going to move the needle, and then you start a new account, it goes insane, and then it throttles, and it's an ongoing. So that's why ultimately, you know, some backups, because you just never know.
Sure. And because people are losing their accounts as well. And, mm-hmm. and you, if, I mean, if, who was it? There was somebody, I don't remember if it was a comedian or whatever, that lost their entire, it was Chelsea Lynn, like lost her entire account, and mm-hmm. she had millions of followers, and it's like starting over. So
they don't tell you why. It's just bye. You wake up and you're gone. And I've done that a few times on TikTok. I had 350,000 followers. Woke up one day, it's like, no. And one day I was making cupcakes on another account that had six-figure followers. And they're like, you've been banned. I'm like, I was making cupcakes. Not even in like super, like, it was just, you know, I don't know. It's bizarre.
You weren't naked, is what you're saying.
I was totally naked. I had icing everywhere.
Now I'd watch that.
Looking for the cooking show next.
Excellent. Right? Right?
That would be, I know it's out there, but there you go. There's another avenue for you.
Naked cooking channel?
Yeah. Naked cooking, yeah.
Well, there's a Naked News. Why not Naked Cooking channel?
There's Naked Baking.
There's a Naked Bakers is a big one. On yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know them, but.
Nice.
Yet.
The thing.
Are they in Nashville too?
I don't think so. Oh, okay. If they are, I don't know it.
It's weird. I feel like Nashville is our most interviewed city. Like at this point, we've talked to so many people from Nashville. It's crazy.
Really?
So,
yeah.
Comedians, musicians. Yeah. So
have you always been in Nashville?
For the most part. Yeah. I've been here for like 3 decades. So yeah, for what counts, you know, but I have the weirdest accent. So
I was just going to say, I feel like you were born farther south.
Well, so I was actually born in Detroit.
Oh,
so you can't get more south than that, right?
Yeah, right. But, well, Kid Rock's from there. He's kind of southern.
Yeah. So I spent some time in Houston and then for the most part, Tennessee.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Settled nice. In. It's a great area.
It is. Yeah. We love it there. I was there twice in 2023 and I love it. It's a beautiful city. So
yeah,
that's amazing. It's only a month old and you already been there twice.
Right. You didn't even let me know.
2022.
Sorry.
Whatever. I get a little flustered when we're talking to the beautiful ladies.
I don't blame you. That's for sure.
Ask her a question.
How quick? I know. I want you to base in your embarrassment. So that's what it's all about. So Maddie got you into it. Was it just to start collaborating with her at first, or was it, no, let's do your own thing, and the collaborations came later?
It was on my own first. I started in April. This April will be 2 years.
Okay.
And I didn't collaborate with her until the following August. So it was just kind of like, I was so new and I didn't know what the hell I was doing. It was a complete cluster at the beginning. I was kind of fumbling everywhere. The bloopers and outtakes on OnlyFans are amazing. So I can tell you, shit falls off the bed, things fall, you fall. All the things, but yeah, we collaborated in August.
Did you know her before you started OnlyFans? Was she a personal friend before that?
She was, yes. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, we knew each other for about 3 years before.
So. Okay, how'd you meet her?
So we met through mutual friends,
okay.
And just kicked it off and had dinner and just all kinds of random stories and stuff. So just wild, but no like spicy stuff until August. Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. I'm going to tip this thing. I'm moving this.
And so how does that go? Your friends and you say, who brought it up first to collaborate? And is it an odd feeling before or after, or was it very natural? And once it's done,
you know,
back to being friends?
Yeah. Yes. It was, we're very open-minded. So it was not very odd to collaborate with her because we're very unique. I think in the fact that we kind of established that over the 3 years of our friendship that we were just very open-minded and accepting of different, you know, mindsets and whatnot. So when it came up, I kind of approached her and was like, hey, you know, and she's like, sure. You know, I just didn't want to pressure you to do, you know, so it was, I'm like,
she had been
pressure.
Thinking
you're
about
amazing.
It.
Yeah. So it was so much fun. It was just natural. I didn't even think about it. It was just fun. Yeah. As you can imagine.
Nope. I can't.
I can. I can and have, but, so you, and plan to do more or plans with others?
Yeah. I'm sure we'll do more, with Maddie. And then, of course, Mrs. Milford is another friend of mine.
Yeah.
So I haven't collaborated with a lot of people actually. Just a handful. So yeah, I'm sure there'll be more in the future. You get a lot of requests for collaborations, but I mean, I'm good with the people that I know. So it's not really about a numbers game necessarily with me. If I'm not having fun, I don't want to do it. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
I would imagine. Sure. I was just thinking, I would imagine you get a lot of requests. You probably get a lot of weird requests as well.
I was going to say, yeah, just based on some of the questions we got for you with the Instagram story, I can only imagine what comes through your...
Oh, man. Yeah, nothing shocks me.
No? No. And customs available?
I don't do customs.
Okay.
It was a lot of pressure. And it was just, like a custom, like the mindset for the standard of a custom is high. And it's kind of like, okay, this is what I want you to do. And then I tried to do it at first. And it's like, well, you know, I really thought you were going to do it this way. And I'm like, but I did the whole custom. So I'm like, maybe I'll just put a pin in that for now.
Yeah. So I, you know, but,
I think we talked to Maddie about that too, and she said the same thing, that she had stopped doing them too because they're just so difficult to.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that. You know, like if I asked for a custom of something and you, whatever you delivered, I would be happy with. I can't imagine be like, nah, redo it.
That's not really thought.
What if you asked her to whisper in your ear all night and it showed up and it was like, mar, 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 mar.
Well. Imagine it was pretty darn close. Because I
would order you a custom and tell her that you want that. Put that hat.
And then make it the other.
Yeah, I'll tell them it's you whispering. But yeah.
Well, I'd imagine maybe in the when you do get more into ASMR, there'd be customs to that possibly.
Or probably, yeah, I would think so.
Because that's
real.
People have needs for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean needs sexually, but just needs of.
Oh no, yeah, for sure.
There's a lot of, as we talked about that. I mean, a lot of people just need that for. Relaxation or sleeping or
How many people now with Alex sleep with, I sleep with like thunderstorm sounds every night.
Yes. So yes, I do too. It sounds like an aircraft carrier in my room. I have this little thing from Amazon and it's like, if somebody breaks in, they have full reign. Like I have no idea what's happening in my house. So
you don't do your own ASMR to put yourself to sleep? I feel like that would be like a perk of the job.
I don't.
Like, I don't want to listen to it. A friend of mine had, it was like they talked you through a space adventure, like through takeoff and you going through, they go through every planet and then back, just talking.
That's what he falls asleep to?
That's what she falls asleep to.
She falls asleep to? Okay.
Wow. Well, that works.
It was like an adventure, works. I guess.
Yeah.
Not just noises, but talking adventure.
Yeah, I need something I don't have to concentrate on. I can't, if I'm my head's already.
So I either fell asleep quickly because I didn't want to hear anymore, or it was really relaxing.
Make it stop.
We're under attack.
Yeah, I was good till the explosions.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
They bombed Uranus. Oh, sorry.
Oh, good one. Nice.
No.
So what? Do you cross with the ASMR and OnlyFans, or do they kind of keep those separate?
I haven't yet. I'm sure I will, but the ASMR is so fresh, like just a few weeks old. I don't even have a full length one out yet. Yeah, I am a total novice right now. So
where did you start with? Like, what was the first thing you did with the ASMR?
Oh, gosh. Well, on my one Instagram that is ASMR, Southern Whispering, it's I think I'm just tapping a makeup brush and like some chapstick.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's raw. It's fresh.
And it's so. Like it feels like it came completely out of nowhere. And now like I can't turn on YouTube or Instagram without seeing somebody who does ASMR.
I know, it's super saturated. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So like everything else, like, I mean, we waited years to get into the podcast game too. And then you're like, okay, yeah, now we're doing the same one everybody else is doing, but it's, you know, there's so much of it out there. How do you get noticed?
Consistency. Okay. I mean, just like you guys are consistent. You have, you know, your plan, you have your schedule and you promote well. You know, anybody can be an ASMR or an OnlyFans creator, but if you're not going to consistently dedicate your time to it, it's not going to succeed. It doesn't matter how great you look or how great your content is. It doesn't matter. So it's all about keeping up the game.
True.
Which is true, which you do post quite often.
Yeah.
That's for sure. You're very consistent.
I was going to say, do you have somebody managing your social media, or do you do all your posting yourself?
I do it all myself. Yeah. Yeah, I do all of it. It's
I definitely feel it for you then, because I do the Instagram stuff for us, and we put out a fraction of what you put out, so I can't imagine creating all that. Oh God.
Yeah,
that gives me anxiety just thinking about it.
Yeah, me too.
How is it?
I'm gonna need one of them custom ASMRs when you start doing them.
which I'd imagine when you started putting out content to now. Obviously, you're a lot easier for you now because you're a pro. But those first couple, how did you learn? You just did it and put it out in cringe, and then
exactly a lot of cringing.
Just like our first podcast.
Yeah,
episodes.
Exactly. I just remember our first couple. That's why I'm saying that. You're like, can we just delete those?
Right. It's like, what was I thinking? Yeah. Oh my God, that's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I decided I have a personality behind a lot of what I do. Like if I do a TikTok live, I just got off of one right before I jumped on here and I was painting a fucking possum. Like, and it was next to a highway because possums get killed on the highway. And that's the kind of shit I do. Like I am just, and people come on like, my kid can paint better than I'm like, no shit. I was not claiming that I could paint better than your kid. I'm just painting. So, I mean, so I kind of led with my personality. Like I'm silly, I'm goofy, I'm sarcastic, I have dark humor. I can appreciate quick wit, like throw it at me. I love it. Like that's just, you know, that's just who I am. So I kind of went that direction with it. And a lot of people don't know how to take that because they think, oh, you're OnlyFans, you're dumb as a fucking box of rocks. You know, you don't know anything. Like, well, you know, I can keep up with the best of them. So I just kind of put my personality out with as much as I can, you know, with even with discuss, you know, talking with fans on the OF page. Same thing. I just try to be who I am. Like they're like, you fuck every day. I'm like, fuck all the time, all day long. I'm doing it right now. I'm like, no, I was painting a possum. Let's talk about that.
So well, I do want to talk more about painting a possum because that's freaking hilarious.
Yeah. Same as Hank.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Hank.
Was Hank dead or was he alive?
He's alive now, but we're deciding he's in the median on I-65. So he still has to cross over one side. So we don't know what his, yeah, his demise may be coming soon.
We don't know Hank's fate quite yet.
You're not gonna get out there tonight and get him across the highway?
I don't think so. I'm gonna let it hang for a little bit. It's all about the, you know, it's that hook, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. This thing could become like a masterpiece work of art if Hank survives this.
right. And then I'll just follow up with like a bloody one and be like, oh, Hank, you know.
Oh,
part two.
Start a poll, you know. Start betting. Is Hank going to survive or not?
Right. And then that TikTok will get banned for violence.
No gambling.
No gambling. Right.
We just had a, this was YouTube, but I put out a short. We had an episode with a disabled stand-up comedian, and she's actually in Nashville. And in the clip, she said something about when she was an able-bodied person, understanding not knowing how to deal with a disabled person. So I put this short out on YouTube, and YouTube flagged it. And so I'm like, you can't advertise it. I'm like, she's disabled, and
she's talking about herself.
Right.
So
right.
Bringing awareness.
Yeah. It's, you put the wrong word in there within, they're just going to, it doesn't matter how it's used or, you know, so, but
exactly.
we won that review. We got that one monetized. So
good. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. So
fight them.
You don't win many
you gotta
reviews.
Fight the man, right?
I don't know if you've bothered to try and review anything with any of these people, but you don't win any. So I was pretty excited when we won one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I lost the TikTok and they're like, you infringed on copyright for your face. And I'm like, oh, but I like to have a driver's license. It looks just like me. And they're like, no, you lose.
You violated copyright laws with your own face?
With my own face. Yeah. Imagine that.
They're going to have to find me an attorney who would fight that in court. I don't
know. Wow.
It's bizarre.
Yeah. So, how devastated is it? How devastating is it when you see that your account has gone from 300,000 back to zero? I mean,
it sucks.
All that hard work.
It is. It's like just a punch in the gut. It's like, oh, why? And then you appeal it and then you go through this whole process. But, you know, I start one back up and then I cross promote it and like, here I am again. And a lot of people jump on. It takes like a week or so, but it's just the way it is. It's just the game, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you have to, you can't, I mean, this is the way you're making income. So it's not like you can wait for the review process to be over. Right. We all know how long it takes these places to review this stuff. So
for sure.
So then you must have, okay, I'm just going through the process of your ideas. So you had the idea to paint a possum.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do it right away or do you write your ideas down and wait to act on them? Or are you just like, I thought of it, I got to go do it now. Well, it's fresh in my mind.
Exactly. I printed a possum picture out. I Googled possum drawing about 3 hours ago. And I have an apartment across the street from my house. It's kind of like my she shed. And it's where I set up all the stuff because I have a small house. So all of my stuff was just taking over my house. Like, I can't do this. I have to have a place where I'm not
there's not a light somewhere.
An office. You have an office.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I printed the little possum drawing out and I went live and I sketched out with a pencil and it's fucking awful. It's awful. Like, it's not, you can tell it's a possum, but some people are like, is that a rat? I'm like, maybe.
You same know? Thing, like, right?
Family, I don't know. I don't really, I just kind of do it. I just kind of do it.
It's awful. That wouldn't work.
So what's on the agenda tomorrow? I mean, do you have your whiteboard of ideas, like what you're gonna, you know, what's coming up? I'm taking it that no, you're kind of flying by the seat of your pants with all of it.
I do. I will either make cupcakes. That's kind of my go-to. I'll make cupcakes in the kitchen and turn live on that way.
Who gets to eat the cupcakes?
I throw most of them away, but I have left them on the stoop of my neighbors. And then they moved out and I was like, oh God.
It was the cupcakes.
Maybe. There may be a police report. I don't know. But I was like, they're not like contaminated. I
mean, it's the house for sale because I love cupcakes. Free cupcakes every morning. Perfect.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of my like struts on TikTok were in front of my actual house. Mm-hmm. And so I had people messaging me going, please stop walking in our neighborhood. And then they would name the neighborhood. It wasn't my neighborhood. I'm like, well, maybe you should know your hood a little better because it's not even where I live.
And I'm sorry, but if they're watching one of your videos where you're wiggling and they're paying attention to the neighborhood,
right.
They're not
right.
watching it right.
I know, right?
They're not that's watching right. it right.
You should be watching something else, but that's for sure. Jeez. Right. But you know what? People don't complain. They're not happy. Some people are just... Mm-hmm. Fuck them. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I, honestly, I say this all the time to people that have to deal with that. I can't wait till the day we're big enough that we have some of that.
Right.
I want people to like say nasty shit about us. And so I can't wait.
Yeah. No, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. You learn to kind of roll with the punches.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you definitely can. That's for sure.
Yeah. I just make some humor out of it. I mean, you get hate everywhere. It's going to come at you in the middle of a live. You know, you try to put keywords in and to avoid them, but they'll slip through and it's like, it's fine. You're just miserable.
Exactly.
So do you on OnlyFans, do you enjoy the interaction with the fans? Is it, have, I and do, you're yeah. been pretty positive?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, some people are different. Everybody's different. So lot of people come on thinking, hey, I'm gonna give you $100 if you'll meet me. I'm like, whoa, no shit. I'm on my way.
I can finally retire.
Right. Wow. So you know, but most people are just happy to talk and interact. And I mean, next thing you know, you're talking about normal things. So I do enjoy it. I like the interaction.
It definitely is cool. The personality too. I mean, the personal aspect to it and knowing that you're really talking to a real person. And
right.
So.
But the perfect personality to deal with all those people. That's loving your humor. That's for sure.
You gotta have that. If you don't have humor, you might as well just hang it up.
I feel like you have brothers.
Mm. Yes, I had two elder brothers. I have two. Yeah, they're dead now. I killed them all in the possum crossing. No. So I was the youngest and I was the only girl. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You got brother energy for sure.
Yeah.
So being a protective brother, do they know about your business and what you're doing?
Yes. So that's the one thing I didn't want to deal with. I don't want to like a surprise Christmas morning be like, okay, tell me about these things. You know, you went to college, but here you are. So I'm like, you went to college and here you are.
Yeah, right. You want to see my paycheck, mom?
Right. But no, I just kind of laid everything out. I was a little more specific with some family and friends than others, but I'm out there so much. I had to give them the heads up. I didn't want them to be like, you know, sideswipe with it. So
yeah, okay.
And you don't want your brother to subscribe.
You really don't
go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
By mistake. I meant by mistake. Yeah. You know, like they just
right.
I hope that's what you meant. Because I was
like,
I mean, we are in Tennessee, you know, but no.
That's true. I mean, it's not quite West Virginia, but you're close.
Don't know him. You're older. Right. I just meant by accident.
Oh, yeah.
the old story of not Ginger Lynn, Amber Lynn, an old porn star who she got a scene, and her brother walked in.
Oh. So
her, and they're like, oh, because nobody knew that they were brother and sister, and so got booked for the same scene, and they're like, yeah, we got to talk, director. We're not doing this scene. So, so it was they didn't go through with it. It was by mistake. So that's what
If they had gone through with it, though, it best-selling porn of all time. I'm just saying.
Right?
You know it's true. They missed their chance. What would you do for $1 billion?
They're like, we need a little more money then.
Absolutely. I agree.
A little off topic, but whatever.
So it's funny, before we started, I was talking to him about some of the questions that we got from fans. I'm like, I think I'll keep some of the less than classy ones to ourselves. Not, but now I feel like you're somebody who is fine answering all the questions.
Yeah, so I don't care.
We'll make sure to mix some of them in. I wish I had written down their names so we could embarrass them. But
that's the best part.
That would have been good. Yeah.
One of my favorite ones was the guy who just asked me if we would ask you if you would sleep with him.
Only if he has $100.
$100, yes. With $100. There you go.
To which I told him, no. And he said, why? And I said, how about you ask her yourself? And he said, you're too popular and you'd never answer. So I went, okay, touche, you got us. She probably wouldn't.
You talk longer than I would have, so.
I told you I live for these interactions between people like this. Like,
it's the best.
It's a joy for me. Yes, I love it. So, yeah. One of the interesting questions we got, this was a good one, actually. I thought this was probably Todd, the top notch. Are you ticklish, and do you have any videos with tickling?
Mm-hmm. Oh wow, I don't have any videos with tickling, but I am so ticklish.
Okay, because like, I know that is some people's thing.
Yeah,
well, I haven't had anybody request that, but I am so ticklish everywhere, and it's like, it's a funny, like, I'm laughing, but I will stab you if there's something close by to grab.
Different kind of video.
Yes.
Two birds with one stone. You can, you know, two fetishes with one.
Murder.
Right.
Tickling and stabbing.
Yeah, I am very ticklish. I'm not a fan, but I am ticklish.
So we will tell him not to look for your tickling video.
Yet.
No.
Unless he requests it. Oh, wait, no customs. Never mind.
Well, unless he wants to get stabbed.
Unless you want to promote it.
Right.
Okay.
You also had a fan who asked how you keep that beautiful body of yours. You got a fitness regimen that you fit in with all of this content creation.
You know, it sounds so cool to be like, yeah, I like bust it out every day. I'm super diligent, but I'm not. I love it. I do the best I can, but ultimately, like, I love food a lot. And it's like right there all the time. And
cupcakes.
Yeah. I'm like, throw them away. Don't look at the cupcakes in the eye. Oh. Don't do it. But I do try to stay active. I have a Tonal, which is one of those at home workout things you put on the wall.
Sure.
I look at it a lot, but I do it some too. But yeah, I honestly don't have a real good answer for that.
Well, I'm going to say, whatever you're doing, just keep it up, because you're doing a wonderful job.
Perfect.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I think it was today you posted the picture of yourself in the leggings. Uh-huh. And asked yes or no, to which I quickly responded yes, because leggings, you've truly hit my Pornhub search bar. Like, if you're I'm looking straight yoga pants kind of thing. So every time you're putting them things on, and so obviously whatever you're doing is working.
There we go. Right.
Cheers to you.
Right.
And
might
as well finish them up real quick.
Okay. So somebody else wanted to know if you've ever been to Africa.
I haven't. No, that sounds amazing.
Do you have you traveled much? Have you?
Can we understand what? Why does he want to know?
I'm assuming he's hoping she'll come to him.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, all these questions are related to.
I know. Yeah. I just think it's so. Random, like, okay.
I'm assuming he lives there and he's hoping she'll show up.
I mean, Africa's big, so if I even came to any part of Africa, probably wouldn't be close to where he is.
He said Kenya. He did say Kenya.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, I've never been. Yeah. Who knows? I may end up on a safari someday. Maybe.
There you go.
I don't know.
There you go.
Is that on the bucket list? A safari?
I mean, you know, I would. As long as it's not violent. Like, I love animals. So, as long as it's not like anything, it's all like.
You don't want to see the lion take down the gazelle or anything?
Yeah. No.
I mean, you'll watch a possum get hit by a car, but
that's
not
nature. Okay. That's just the cycle of life.
Yeah. She also said she's an animal lover. Does a possum even count?
It's a question. Like, we're not sure. I don't know where that really lands.
Yeah. It's more of a vermin or whatever they call it. Varmint.
Yeah. That's what I said. It's like the armadillo I painted before the possum. And I'm like, well, obviously armadillo get hit by cars because what do they have to live for? Like, what did they do in their last life? Get where they're at. Like, it's time to throw yourself in front of a truck.
Yeah.
They throw themselves in front of cars.
I have no idea. Yeah. What is an armadillo good for? What are they? I don't.
What's the point?
You got me on that.
Being punished for being an asshole. That's what I say.
At least possum are entertaining. I mean, it is cool when they play dead and you walk up to you like, is that thing?
It's true. Yeah. I agree.
I had one in the backyard and I went after the dog one night and just froze on top of the fence. And you're like, what is happening right now? They do not move.
No, they mean it.
Yeah.
Do you have any pets?
I do. I have a little doxy mix situation. He's real weird, but I love him. He's like 11.
Well, he fits in real weird.
Yeah. He's been on some TikToks.
Okay.
He's been with me on a few things.
Yeah. He doesn't get you. He doesn't get you banned.
No, not yet. No,
everybody loves
surprise.
The dust.
Yeah.
Well, don't put him on the highway, but paint him. You ever paint him?
I haven't, but I've had people suggest his name's Stewie and people like paint Stewie. And I'm like, but he's all like, he's a dapple. So he's, you know, like, I'm like, I hold the paint, like, you know, the paintbrush, like a knife, you know? So I'm like, yeah, I could, but people be like, what is that? So cause he's weird looking anyway. I love him, but that's why.
You can say that he's your dog.
Right. Yeah. So maybe I may paint him.
Abstract art. Right.
Right. Right. I definitely want to tune in one of these videos where you're painting.
I do too. I'm actually very excited to watch.
You could be the next Bob Ross. You should just have a painting show.
Oh man, it's bad though. It's real bad.
Well, that would be part of the funny part about it is if you took it so serious,
right?
Like, so serious, and you're done. You're like, you could paint this well too, and everybody.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
You take that thing totally serious. Yeah.
Water better than straight face.
Exactly. You'd be like, this is amazing. Look at this freaking turtle. He has bubbles and everything. Yeah. I'm like, do turtles even have bubbles? Like, I painted bubbles. I'm like, do they even have lungs? I don't know. Like, is it what they do?
I
make bubbles?
Google that.
Sure.
Right? Well, his name was Dunbar and he made bubbles. So.
Aww.
All right. I'll take it. I think they make bubbles.
We'll say yes.
I thought, yeah, they make bubbles.
It's a lesson. Do you name all your painting animals?
I actually ask the people on the live to paint, to name them. And so, like, tonight, the possum was named Fred, but then somebody said Hank. And I said, okay, so he's got dual personality. Like, he's executive dude in the day. He's Fred with his suit on. And then at night, he's like, you know, fuck
Party Hank.
Up. His name's Hank.
Hank's a partier.
Right. Yeah. He gets around and he's, you know, he's not like the normal possum that have lots of babies. He's fixed. So he can, you know, let his freak flag fly.
Wow. They're fixing the possums in Tennessee? That's a thing?
Yeah. Well, he had some extra income. So, you know, he got snipped on the
All phone. Right. All right.
Boy, I almost see like kids' books in the future.
I am.
Right.
Kids' books
with Hank. Hank possum.
Hank got snipped. He has more money.
Right.
Hank got snipped. He's on an adventure across the end.
The rest of this book has been deleted.
It's done.
Right. Banned.
We can't show you any more of this book.
Right. Andy's garbage. Banned.
Oh, so good. I'm definitely, as we go on, your live has got to show your humor more and more because it's wonderful.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I can't take anything serious. I mean, everything's about laughing. If you're not laughing, you're not having a good time, and it's just not. You know,
into that. Yeah,
life's too short.
For sure. Are you a stand-up comedy fan as well?
I am. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you get to the club quite a bit being in Nashville?
I haven't been in a while, but Zany's definitely my favorite place to go when I do go. It's been a minute though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great club.
It's a cute little club.
We went a couple nights when we were in town, and it's a nice club, yeah, for sure. You guys get some of the big names coming through there too. So that's a good comedy town for sure.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with Nate Bargatze right now.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. He's so it's funny. He lives in Nashville too.
He does. And I'm like mildly stalking him in a weird, like friendly way. Like I don't want to be like weird. Like I don't break the law and I don't want to do anything nasty, but like, he's so funny. I'm like, could you just be my friend? Like, right? We just laugh until we piss ourselves. So it's fine.
Yeah. I just
want to
laugh.
Oh, now I want to look him up.
You don't know who Nate Bargatze is?
I may be a recognizer.
Oh, he's amazing. He's so funny.
You would recognize him.
Yeah.
He's big. He's big for sure. Yeah.
We'll look at that, because we're always looking. I'm always looking for something funny.
Yeah. You know,
the new comedians to watch. I can't get enough.
Yeah.
Can't get enough.
Yeah. We're lucky. We get, we're, you know, just tipping the iceberg with comedians, but we've talked to a lot of funny people on here. So that's been a lot of fun too. So it's a cool thing. So
yeah,
definitely is. So where do you see the SMR going further?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Anything mapped out?
Not really.
You are not listening.
I am. I'm just a nomad.
I understand that, but
I love it.
It was kind of going to my next question.
Yeah.
About when you do have content, then you got to decide which channel to put it on.
Oh yeah.
Which platform to and then obviously some are can't go there. Mm-hmm. So you got to just make a decision on where to put it.
Right.
Well, there's got to be a little bit of planning.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm so silly. It's hard for me to take ASMR seriously. Like, I already have a couple of bloopers that I'm posting out on Instagram because it's like, oh, well, I knock something over. I'm like, shit. And that's not relaxing. Drop things. So, I don't know. It's, I try to just, the best part of me is just being me, like on ad lib, so ASMR is a little more scripted. I have to be a little more serious, which is tough for me. Yeah. So I'm going to try it, but
Where I was going with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how long is a typical ASMR video? Just, is it a couple minutes, 2-3 minutes or?
Well, no, on YouTube, they're about 45 minutes.
Really?
Some can go, yeah.
So that's a long time for me to not laugh.
Yes. Wow. I didn't realize they were that long.
I've seen some that are that you think they're going to be over, and it's like, no, it just keeps going. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because if you want to fall asleep to it or something, or relax, you want it for a while.
If you need 45 minutes to fall asleep with ASMR playing in yours, maybe you need to work a little harder.
Yeah, exactly.
What's going on?
Yeah. So you were talking about your bloopers, ASMR. That's fine, but the bloopers for your OnlyFans do you publish those? Or those?
Sometimes I do. Some are funny. Like one time, it was actually a video with Maddie, and it's published. And it was me, Maddie, and another girl, Scarlett Vixen, and we were doing a video. And when I moved, we changed positions. We were moving around each other, and I just hijacked, just karate chopped a camera off the bed, just whacked it. And it was right on. It was like, flat. And then before we started, it was like, don't hit the camera. I'm like, okay, got this. And we kept it in the video. We're like, whatever. It's Andy. That's what she does.
Yeah.
But yes.
We want real. We want to know what's really happening in these scenes.
Okay. Right. So it's in the whole thing. It's not cut to its on itself.
No. Yeah.
Like it's a blooper. You know how sometimes they have blooper reels. Okay.
Right. Right. I have a ton of those.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to watch them all to find it.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Remember,
I mean,
remember, it's a business expense.
It's all for the business.
Business expense.
It's a write-off.
It is. Exactly. I know. It's a beautiful thing.
It's research.
You put LLC at the end of this thing, and your OnlyFans subscriptions are paid for by the government.
Right.
Exactly. Well, you got it. I always say
my CPA loves me. He's like, "What is this?" I'm like, "Look,
You don't need to ask me questions. Just don't get me audited.
Right? Right.
He's like, I need more information. I'm like, do you?
You have really the information you need.
Right.
You need plausible deniability. Okay.
Right.
I'm saving you.
Exactly.
Oh.
Well, I can't wait to.
Okay, I got to ask this just because it's just how are you with the business end of all of this? Because this is our first year as an official LLC. So this is our first time going through all the nonsense in the government. And we just fired our registered agent and became our own. And we have no idea. Were you kind of familiar with the business end of things before you got into this? Or are you flying by the seat of your pants with that too?
I am pretty knowledgeable on business. So okay. I, of course, like with this, there's a little more importance on anonymity. You know, you don't want to be like, oh, here I am, you know, because you don't want somebody knocking on your door and that's just weird. But yeah, so I, you know, the registered agent, LLC, everything is something I'm a little familiar with. I've done, I have a couple businesses aside from this.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's not, of course, it did kind of take my accountant by surprise. It's like, everything's so serious. And I'm like, hi, so we need to talk. So we just need to be like, are you good with this? You know, and he's super cool. So it was great. He's a little shy and a little quiet, but he's good with it.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Just like, I love to make him sweat. That's fine. There
you go. You're at home. Can't wait to show him this one. I can't wait to talk about this.
Oh, yeah, I know. What? Yeah, what do you? You really could have some fun things that constitute as a write-off. That's
I know, it's true.
Yeah, we're still trying to
itemize. Go through the item. Let's go through that itemized list one by one, sir.
Right, right.
We were just in Belize, and we're still trying to figure out how to use that trip as a write-off. Like,
yeah, I heard. Yeah. That's amazing. How was that trip?
It's beautiful. We've already booked to go back next year. Same place, same time, same. So, awesome. Yeah. It's beautiful, beautiful area.
So that'll tell you that it got us to go right back.
Yeah, that worked.
Yeah. Are you a beach girl or you prefer the? Yeah.
Yeah. I love the sunshine, beach, sand, give me water. I'm happy. Yeah. Yeah.
Any thoughts of relocating from Tennessee to more beachy environment?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I think about like Florida and then I'm like, mosquitoes, hurricanes, that's a real cock blocker. I don't know. So
that it is.
I don't know, you know, maybe one day.
Yeah. Yeah. I already said I'm retiring to Belize. I've officially decided that when it's time to go, it's time to go. I already Googled today, can I buy property in Belize? Because some countries you like have to establish, you know, citizenship, da da da. And you can, as a United States citizen, you can buy property down there. So
let's do it. I mean,
there you go.
I know.
Set up a studio.
Then I started to look and went, oh, it's not cheap.
Then there's that.
Yeah, I thought it's got to be fairly. No, it's pretty pricey.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Well, you're on the beach too, probably looking. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to need to work a few more years.
Okay, work a few more years.
I mean, Kenny Chesney says you can do it. So, you know.
I anything Kenny says. Are you a country music gal?
You know, I current country music, not so much. 90s country music, I'm in.
Yeah. Shania Twain.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Garth, you know, Brooks and Dunn, all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I
George Strait.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's my favorite. Sure.
He's pretty good. Yeah. I met Garth Brooks once. That was like all the whole moment of my life. And then Trisha Yearwood came over and like screwed it all up. I'm like, why are you here? I'm his wife, whatever.
Yeah. So. Not tonight, you're not.
Right. Yeah. Ruin everything. Kinda, like, yeah, totally tongue-tied, but that was my highlighted moment of my life.
Did you ever wonder if somebody like that you like had a fan crush on is like secretly is one of your OnlyFans subscribers? Like, you think Garth is awesome. Like,
oh,
I mean, there's gotta be, right? Like,
obviously you would think they'd have a false name,
right?
I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe. Yeah. That's how I just start thinking of everybody. I'm like, oh, this is, you know, George Strait.
Right. Right.
I know just, who you really are. Alan Jackson.
That's who'll be looking at you. Who's that?
Do you spend a lot of time, in Nashville on Broadway or whatever? Do you spend a lot of time down there on the bars and stuff?
When I have friends in town, I do. Typically,
they all want to go.
Yeah, they're like, let's have the national experience. And I'm the worst tour guide because I really don't know a lot. Okay. I might just hit Broadway and walk, and then you want to go in somewhere. Yay. But it's fun when I do go.
So. Yeah.
One of my favorites was Alan Jackson's Bar when we were there. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It just was cool. Nothing special, just good bar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Down dirty. I liked it. Yeah.
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 I'd imagine his place has been there for quite a while. He's been. Yeah. So
I would imagine.
Yeah. But that's pretty popular.
It was so many people when we walked around. So many people. It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
The growth of that city is just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It's crazy.
Yeah. Like everybody is.
Are you close?
Yeah. I'm about 15 minutes from Nashville, from downtown. Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect.
Not too bad. Yeah. Yeah. We go down and we see all the tourists in like cowboy hats and cowboy boots. And it's like, you know, that's how we walk around. Like I go to the store. I'm like, let me grab my hat. You know, like, let me get my horse. You know, I'm like, really?
Still got hitching like, posts.
Like I didn't own a pair of cowboy boots until like a year ago, and I bought them just because I was supposed to.
You kind of have to now.
Yeah. So I'll bust my ass if I wear them though. They're like super slippery on the bottom, so I'm like, I'll just keep my horse in the garage for now.
So now, when you pick a cowboy cowboy boots, do you say pick a pair that's going to go with a bunch of outfits or one specific outfit? How does that go? I mean, I imagine there are a lot of girls that have 10 pair.
You pick red cowboy boots every time.
Yeah. Red.
Oh, that's a good one. I have brown and pink, but it was buy one, get one. So it was like, it was a toss up and I felt real pressured. So I was like, you know, I need to just stick with go with the brown.
Start with the classic.
right. So, and I need to wear them more. It's just I have like the smallest calves of any human person. Like I have pediatric wrists and really small calves. It's very disproportionate to other things on my body. But like, so cowboy boots look really big. Like I'm wearing my parents' clothes, you know, like, it's not. So that's how I feel I look, but maybe I don't look like that.
Probably. Well, don't take this wrong. I didn't look at your calves a lot, but.
I didn't know she had them. I thought
but I will now.
right.
And I'll let you know if it's. Nothing stood out. They all look pretty darn.
Right. Andy, the disproportionate OnlyFans creator. So, did you see her calves? Whoa.
So speaking of disproportionate and small compared to other things, one of our non-classy questions, somebody wanted to know the cup size.
Of course. Yeah. Yes. I'm
sure you get asked that more than once a day. So
you like how he buried that? That was his own question. It wasn't even.
I know. It was brilliant, wasn't it? Speaking of.
Yeah. This is a 34D. I don't know. Nothing too special, maybe.
Pretty special.
Very, but very well proportioned to with your calves.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, boy. That took a
turn. He's like, I need a drink.
I need another cocktail. We ran out. I'm going to have to drink the vodka straight now.
Oh, there you go. That's what we need.
There we go.
That's what we need in Nashville. So in your previous life in the profession, what in the medical field, were you a nurse or what portion? And if you don't want to tell, that's okay.
So I was I managed a surgical practice, so I'll kind of just be vague there. But so I was, I did work in patient care for a long time, so about 20 years. So, nurse role plays, I do really well at.
It's legit.
It kind of comes natural. Yeah. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. That was definitely my calling. So
nice.
Other than this.
Well,
I think you found your calling now.
Better calling. And I'm just trying to figure out how you possibly could work 20 years in that field. But,
you only turn 29 once and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was.
I've done it.
Then you quit.
a couple times.
We did have another very, very non-classy answer that wanted to know your age. And I told him we would not ask that either. And the fact that he was asking was. Come on. There's certain questions we know not to ask.
And you know, I get that a lot. It's like, how old are you? I'm like, well, you know, just
Really?
for, yeah, a lot. And I'm like, well, you know, just to kind of not narrow down who I am as far as that goes. I just say I'm over 40, but I'm almost 29.
Over 18, under 100. That's all you need to know.
Right. Right, exactly.
That's perfect. Huh. I guess if they're being innocent, but yeah, who would ask that? But
Yeah,
oh
I think
well.
the MILF kind of the
Doesn't
MILF
matter.
category, I think people like the
Oh
older
yeah.
age, I
Yeah.
guess. I don't know. So I'm like, how old do you want me to be? Like,
Yeah,
if you
right?
want to go
That's
nasty, like, how do you want me to
the answer I was waiting
That's the
for.
correct answer, right?
That's the
Play to
right
the play to
answer.
the fantasy all the time, for sure.
However old you need me to be. That's all. Well, I see that an Instagram thing, speaking of MILFs, a very big one is Brandy Love. She follows you. Do you ever
Yes.
talk to her, or just, she just follows you?
I haven't talked to her. Yeah, and it blew my mind. Somebody told me one day, you know, Brandy Love follows you. I was like, wow, like she's Brandy Love. Hello.
Right, yeah.
So, no, but I've never talked to her, but she's amazing. She's gorgeous. Yeah.
Probably one of the biggest MILF names out there in porn.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kendra Lust as well.
Oh, okay.
I met, I didn't meet with her. I spoke with her a little bit. She did some promotion for me like a year ago. She was super nice. I don't know if I was actually talking to her, but it was somebody who acted like her. They were
Sure.
nice. So
That's all you need. That's all you need.
yeah,
Well, maybe you need to
exactly.
reach out to Brandy Love and collaborate a
Maybe,
little,
yeah.
because
Hey, I'm not opposed. That's
no.
awesome. Yeah.
So
That would be.
you guys got some stuff. What's, I mean, what's next? What's on the, you know, I mean, you do you have anything you want to go to next other than the ASMR?
You know, it's hard to say. I just kind of roll with whatever people start asking for. And a lot of
Sure.
people mention ASMR because of my relationship with Maddie. So, and she encouraged it. So I was like, what do you think? And she said, you'd be great. I'm like, but I'm never serious. So I don't know that I can pull that off. So,
Sure.
you know, and she's like, amazing. Like, she's so soft spoken and so good at
Yeah.
all of that. And I'm just like, I'm just a goofball. But, who knows? You know,
I
I don't
think it's really
know.
cool that she encourages you to
Yeah.
do it when it could play into her market. I mean,
Right.
obviously you're kind of similar looking, you kind, you know, like, so it's cool that she's willing to, you know, help out and be, yeah, go for it, go for it.
Right. That's
It'd
the
be
one thing with being friends with her. It's like there's zero competition. Like we are truly friends. And
in it
I wish
together.
her all the success and same vice versa from her. And she's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah,
She
because
really
there's
is.
plenty of room for both of you to succeed beyond your,
Yeah,
I
there's
mean.
we've seen a lot of encouragement amongst people in OnlyFans. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
for
been a great it's
sure.
been a great
Yeah, I
everyone we
hate
talk
the,
to.
you know, the younger, kind of the younger demographic is a little more competitive and the whole cancel culture thing. And I hate that. It's like,
Yeah,
let's
sure.
just, you know, it's just fun. Let's just be women. It's a tough road, you know, let's support each other. So
Well, and it's obvious what you're doing is working. You have
Yes.
multiple accounts. I don't even do you know
Lost count.
number wise your biggest Instagram account is 300 plus thousand or
I think my biggest is 290 something. Yeah, something like
okay.
that. 295, I think.
Like
Yeah.
we have 100 we have 850 so far. So I can't, you know, like it's that number is so obviously what you're doing being yourself is working. You know, people love it, people resonate with it. So,
Well, that's what they say. It's bet on yourself. So you did,
right?
and it's worked out, and you've been very successful.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
And we
it's fun.
appreciate you sharing your time with us.
Yeah, I'm thank you for having me.
Yeah, anytime,
Absolutely.
for sure, for sure. We it would be fun sometime to have all three of the ladies. Can we just call you the triplets? The triplets. And like how I didn't even wait for the answer. Yeah, we'll call you the triplets. Just have all three of you on for yeah. Now
Yeah.
that would be ASMR. We would just shut
That's
up, let
true.
you talk, and
Absolutely. Just tell me
so
when to be there.
beautiful, beautiful. I refuse to ask the last classless question. We're gonna keep that here, and I think it's too much.
Good.
You don't want to ask it?
No.
Okay, I'm not going to either.
If you got to think about it after
So,
talking as openly as we have for the last hour and you're questioning it, no.
but I'm gonna tell Brian Johnson that we asked the question so that he watches the
Perfect.
episode.
Aha.
So thank you so much.
Whoever you are.
Promote away. Where can everybody find you?
Yeah, onlyandy.com. It's A-N-D-I. And that pretty much will take you wherever you need to go.
Cool. Keeping it easy.
Every platform.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you so much. Sure.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. It was wonderful. Yes. Had a blast.
Next time you're in Nashville, let me know.
We will. Oh, we will. I can't wait. Like, so we keep saying that now. We got to come back to Nashville because we know, like, we've had like 10 people from Nashville on the show.
So. Right. Yeah. No excuse.
Be great.
Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. The tavern is closed for now, but we'd love to have you back for more fun next time. Seriously, though, get your asses out of here.
Welcome, explorers of the human experience. This is Let's Talk Soul, and I'm your host, Claudia Monticelli. We're not afraid of the great mysteries of existence here. Soul versus consciousness, we're on it. Spirituality versus science, we've got that covered too. Join us in navigating these profound topics with wisdom, curiosity, and a dash of audacity. Whether you're a spiritual veteran or just starting your journey, Let's Talk Soul is your passport to the unknown. Let's Talk Soul, diving into the depths of the human spirit. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
Electric Acid. Welcome to Tuning Into Sound Wellbeing, where we harmonize your mind, body, and soul. I'm Amanda, your sound therapy expert.
And I'm Stephen, the curious explorer uncovering the mysteries of sound.
Together we explore vibrations, frequencies, and the power of sound therapy and tuning forks.
Discover ancient wisdom, reduce stress, and tune into a healthier life. Subscribe to Tuning Into Sound Wellbeing today.
Electric Acid.